thank you so much for tuning in to Mormon Channel Daily today. I'm Charlotte Kniep. As we're nearing the end of this year, I've been thinking a lot about next year. This has been a really amazing year for me in so many different ways, and I want to be able to continue down that path of happiness and emotional security. And it seems like whenever I look for or pray for ways to find more happiness and peace and add these things to my life, the resounding answer seems to be, come unto Jesus Christ. And that's a phrase that we hear a lot, especially in the LDS church, but it's always kind of frustrated me because I want to know specifically, okay, how do I do that? I know that's important. I realize I want to be closer to the Savior, but what specifically can I do to come unto Him? That's why I was so thankful for Sister Jean B. Bingham's talk in the most recent LDS General Conference. And she talks about three different ways that we can specifically begin to come unto the Savior to be happier and to have more joy in life. So the first point that she makes is to come unto the Savior, we need to learn about Him. And that makes sense because we can't really draw closer to someone or desire to even draw closer to someone if we don't have a base understanding of what they're all about, what they value, and what they do. And when we read about the Savior's life in the New Testament, His life in the Book of Mormon, the prophecies about Him coming in the Old Testament, and especially the testimonies of modern prophets about how amazing the Savior is, we really get a better sense of His personality and His qualities. When we read these things, when we read the scriptures, we come to know Him better. So, as with any friendship, to know the Savior better, you need to set aside specific time to spend with Him, specific time getting to know Him. And for me, when I read my scriptures, I like to do it the first thing in the morning. That way, I have a set time and I have a set place and environment to read in. And with that, I'm more likely to remember to do it and to do it consistently every day. Well, the second point that Sister Bingham makes on how to come to the Savior is to have faith in Him. So as we learn about Christ through the scriptures, and especially as we read about the miracles and the healings that He performed for other people, our faith in Him and our desires and our belief in Him can naturally increase. But to really put that faith to the test, to really strengthen it and exercise it, when difficult things happen to us, we need to reach out and ask Jesus Christ in prayer to help us, to help right the wrongs in our lives, to heal our broken hearts or our minds or our perspectives. And we need to believe that He can and He will do that. Sister Bingham said, quote, "He will not enter without invitation," close quote. When we do pray for help, we need to believe that that help will be given to us. That's the burden that falls on us. Everything else falls on the Savior. His power, through the atonement, can help heal us. However, if in this healing and helping process with the Savior, if He inspires our minds to seek more help from a professional or to change some things that we're doing, we need to be obedient and do those things. And then, through that obedience, our faith in Him will be rewarded with greater faith. Sister Bingham said, quote, "When we put our faith into action, the Holy Ghost bears witness of eternal truth," close quote. And then the third point that Sister Bingham makes on how to come closer to our Savior is to emulate Him, to follow His example and live the way that He did. And that can be one of the most challenging parts of coming unto Christ, especially for me. Sister Bingham noted, quote, "As we learn more about Jesus Christ, we develop greater faith in Him, and we naturally want to follow in His footsteps. Keeping His commandments becomes our greatest desire. Our hearts yearn to relieve others' suffering as He did, and we want them to experience the peace and happiness we have found," close quote. It can be a challenge to really follow the example of the Savior. We need to remember that with greater study, with prayer and obedience, all of those things work together to change our heart, to change our desires so that we can change our actions and our lives, and to do what's right and live more closely in line with how He would have us live. I mean, just in my own experience, the atonement of Christ has helped me to love people who I've thought are unlovable, to accomplish certain challenges, to overcome trials, and to make really positive changes and choices. And as we do those things, I know from my own experience that we begin to feel that joy that really only comes from Him. So to learn more about coming unto the Savior and a really great Sunday afternoon activity that you can do with yourself or your family is to look up the Bible Videos series available to stream on the Mormon Channel app and our website, mormonchannel.org. We're going to close with a quote today from Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. And he said simply, "The Lord's hand is guiding you." And I can promise you that as you make choices in your life to get closer to Heavenly Father, to get closer to the Savior Jesus Christ, they'll help you to do that. That's what they want for you. They desperately seek a closer relationship with all of us, and they'll do whatever they can to help you get there. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.